Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 80. We'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, please listen, O Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph's descendants like a flock. O God, enthroned above the cherubim, display your radiant glory to Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Show us your mighty power. Come to rescue us. Turn us again to yourself, O God. Make your face shine down upon us, only then will we be saved. O Lord God of heaven's armies, how long will you be angry with our prayers? You have fed us with sorrow and made us drink tears by the bucketful. You have made us the scorn of neighboring nations. Our enemies treat us as a joke. Turn us again to yourself, O God of heaven's armies. Make your face shine down upon us, only then will we be saved. You brought us from Egypt like a grapevine. You drove away the pagan nations and transplanted us into your land. You cleared the ground for us, and we took root and filled the land. Our shade covered the mountains. Our branches covered the mighty cedars. We spread our branches west to the Mediterranean Sea. Our shoots spread east to the Euphrates River. But now, why have you broken down our walls so that all who pass by may steal our fruit? The wild boar from the forest devours it, and the wild animals feed on it. Come back, we beg you, O God of heaven's armies. Look down from heaven and see our plight. Take care of this grapevine that you yourself have planted, this son you have raised for yourself. For we are chopped up and burned by our enemies. May they perish at the sight of your frown. Strengthen the man you love, the son of your choice. Then we will never abandon you again. Revive us so we can call on your name once more. Turn us again to yourself, O Lord God of heaven's armies. Make your face shine down upon us, only then will we be saved. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 80 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. We need God's help in every area of our lives. This psalm was written in response to experiencing sorrow, scorn, and destruction in verses 5 through 6 and 16, possibly after the destruction of the northern kingdom of Israel by the Assyrians in 722 BC, referenced in verse 2, and is also talked about in the second book of Kings chapter 17. Three times the psalm cries out, quote, "Turn us again to yourself, O God," end quote, which is mentioned several times in the verses 3, 7, and verse 19. We even need the Lord's help to repent and desire to come back home to the Father's love. We are saved by God's grace. Jesus died and rose to save us from sin, not just the punishment for sin. This means transformation so that we no longer desire to sin. This heart transformation takes time, and we cannot do it without God Himself living in us. Grace is not only the forgiveness for the punishment, but the presence of God's Spirit within us changing our desires. The Lord is not a coach on the sidelines, giving us advice on what we could do on our own. If we accept Him in, the Holy Spirit lives in us and transforms our desires. This is grace and what it truly means to be saved from sin. We need God's help every minute in every area of our lives. Here are some things to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Why is it important to be saved from the desire for sin, not just the punishment? What desires is the Lord working in you to change? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.